Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another great Monday night edition of The Preacher and the Miracle Man. We're so glad you joined us today. Wherever you may be, however you may be accessing the show, greetings to all of you. Now, before I get into any kind of announcement making or anything like that about the plans, I feel very impressed of God to lift up those people in Texas that may have lost relatives, that may have lost children, that may have lost parents in this absolutely sickening and cowardly act that happened yesterday during a church service. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, better yet, anyone who's next to somebody, if you're next to anyone who's listening to this and you're next to somebody, grab a hand of the person next to you, please. I'm gonna do it right now. Preacher man.
I got it.
Grab a hand. We're gonna do it this way. Lord God, we hold hands and we believe, God, that in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, for all of these people,
yes,
who may have lost, who lost relatives, who lost children,
yes,
who lost wives, husbands, a couple even in this state, a couple from this up northern Michigan lost their lives, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you comfort these families, Lord God,
yes,
knowing that these people, I pray that these people all made heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you, Lord God, that justice is dealt in whatever caused this case in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that there's swift justice in this in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that our churches are safe places,
yes,
that people can come and worship God in the name of Jesus, because as we all know, you know, the church is one of the most important things right now for us. If you're a Christian, you need a church. But Lord God, I just give you praise and honor, Lord God, and I bind these demons, whatever caused this to happen. All this kind of stuff is going to stop in the name of Jesus, and settle down. Settle straight down in the name of Jesus. Our kingdom of God is going to remain a great place. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Now that I'm not going to say got that out of the way, because this is hard on my heart. It is a town in near San Antonio, southeast of San Antonio. It is in Texas, you know, like one of those conservative states. But, you know, on to a little bit happier, but for the moment, a little less spiritual. This is about where we are doing the show. We are at McDonald's, as usual, at 1711 South Saginaw Road. We are located directly northwest of what's that sign say now, Sadie? Does it say Admiral or Marathon?
Emerald.
I thought it said both, kind of.
It does kind of say both.
Okay, it is a what? Does it say Admiral or not anymore? We are directly northwest of a Marathon, formerly Admiral, gas station, and we are southeast of a Disability Network for Mid Michigan office, and we're across Saginaw Road from Kmart store. Soon to be the only Kmart store left in this region outside of Clio. As Mount Pleasant, sadly, will be shutting their doors in a couple months. But now we are in the back of the restaurant. We're back near the bathroom. Me and Preacher Man just had a great dinner, by the way. You can open up, if you have the McDonald's app, you can open it and you can enjoy some great deals. There's a buy one, get one sandwich offer for those large sandwiches like Big Macs and what have you. You have the opportunity to get $2 off a $10 purchase. Free hash brown with breakfast sandwich purchase, among some other great options. And all of this is available at a McDonald's near you. And these deals are available through Sunday, November 12th, the day after Veterans Day. So if you happen to get one of those, buy one, get one, like buy the large sandwich, get one free. How about giving that large sandwich to a veteran on Saturday for Veterans Day?
Come on, man. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That'd be a great idea. Like, you know, that certain veteran, they might love it if you go and drop them off a Big Mac.
You know what? Can I tell you a story?
Go ahead.
All right. I got to tell you this story. Because I have a friend who helped me do the work I did in the Patriot Guard. He was my assistant state captain. And he served in the Army. And he was in Vietnam. And so every day at Veterans Day, I'm like, hey, I'm going to take you out for lunch. Okay. And I take him to Applebee's, and his lunch is free.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's a cool thing. But one time we went to go to Applebee's, and the place was packed. And it was like an hour and a half wait. And we're like, well, we ain't waiting that long. So right next door was I think it was a Cracker Barrel.
Logan.
Huh?
Logan.
I don't know. Whatever it was. It was like it was another restaurant like that. So we went and sat down. And I noticed. Because they had a bar up there. I don't know where we was at. But anyways, there was an old veteran sitting on the end. So when our server came, got her meal, I said, I'm going to pay for that guy's meal for him. She's like, oh, that's real sweet. I'm like, ah, that's what it's, you know, it's veterans. That's what we do, you know. So I pay for his meal. And so we got done eating. And she said, I just want you to know there's people over there just paid for your meal.
Cool stuff.
Well, how cool is that?
Chain reaction.
So I said, well, since they paid for that meal, I still got some money, so I'm paying for that guy's meal. He's paying for all kinds of meals.
How many years ago was this?
It's probably about 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, so it was a little bit after the pay it forward thing with that Jalen girl. So it was a little bit after the pay it forward. So you guys were following that pay it forward.
Oh, I do all the time. But, you know, here's the thing about it. Anytime you walk in a restaurant and see a veteran and you feel like paying for his meal, do it. Especially a World War II vet, Korean vet, them old guys.
I always take my grandpa up too.
Yeah. And, you know, make it a special day. Because it doesn't matter where you want to go to eat, there'll be a veteran in there on that day and buy their meal for them. And it's just a very simple way. They always say pay it forward. I say sow a seed. You know, the bottom line is Jesus said, as much as you've done it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. I want to be the hands and feet of Jesus, right?
Amen.
Right.
All right, back
this
to you.
This is so good. And this is, that is so good. That is so great. Thanks, preacher man. But anyhow, yeah, we are here. And by the way, speaking of that commercial, by the way, I shall right now do a little Coca-Cola.
Mine was louder than I can remember.
Coca-Cola, America's favorite soft drink, and Dr. Pepper, one of America's other favorite soft drinks. Well, I didn't say hated. I still said favorite. Dr. Pepper, one of America's still favorite soft drinks, along with Coca-Cola. Both of these are still available at a local McDonald's near you for the low price of $1 in size. As a reminder, for a limited time, prices and participation may vary. If I were you, I'd hurry up, because who knows how much longer it could last. So check out McDonald's.com for location information. Go to open the app and click on mobile ordering for go to beverages and open up the soft drink of your choice for pricing information. after you select the location you wish to verify whether or not they're adult. So, now, we got some more announcements. So, you're sitting at home and you're listening to the show and you're thinking, yeah, this is the first episode I've ever listened to of the show. Is there a way, like, I can listen to previous show episodes or future shows? Yes, there absolutely is. What you can do is you can go to blogtalkradio.com, like you just did, as you just did, anyone who's listening, and you can go to blogtalkradio.com. You'll go to Up for Entertainment. You'll search that one. So you'll type in is Up for Entertainment. You'll open it. You'll see The Preacher and the Miracle Man. We're episode number 38 tonight. Preacher Man, am I right? Is it 38 tonight?
Yep.
This is episode 38 tonight. All 37 episodes that we've done up to tonight. All 37 of those episodes are up there for your listening pleasure. We got some great stuff up there. We have my pick sixes that I do before the football weekend. They're part of those. My last show of the week. We got all the stuff I've done on faith. We have a couple songs that I've done. Some are great worship songs. A couple others are songs that we have not yet perfected yet, and might some day where we're kind of going after some of those biscuits and gravy and some things like that. But we got all this great stuff up there, and you're invited to listen to it. And it is at that website that I just said, blogtalkradio.com. Up for Entertainment, you'll see Preacher Miracle Man Show. Or you can Google, you can search Preacher and the Miracle Man Show. And hopefully that'll be this. Hopefully we will be the first show you see. Hopefully it will be. But you're so welcome to join us the week we do this. And it's great. Now, you're thinking, so I'm listening to the show. I am either a regular listener or a first-time listener. And you're thinking, I'd like to talk to the preacher and the miracle man. We have an option. You can call us at the number I'm about to tell you. Mm-hmm. If you have a pen, I would strongly suggest writing down this number, because you really might want to talk to us. Here's the number. This phone number is 215-383-3810. Again, that number is 215-383-3810. When you call this number, you will press 1. You will be taken through the screener, who will get you through to us, and we can talk to you about whatever you want to talk about, whether it be the games this weekend, what games are going to be this week, you know, basketball, hockey, how you felt about the World Series, what do you think the Tigers should do with free agency when that comes. We can talk faith. The only thing we're not going to talk about, unless you can really have a good argument on a certain things, like maybe what we discussed tonight about Texas, we generally don't talk about politics on this show. There's other great shows you can listen to. Regardless of your party, there's other great talk shows you can listen to, from which I choose to lean towards people like Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or Ingram, people like that. There's plenty of people out there like that you can listen to. and who will do a great job. I go another route, and I do, we do generally like faith, and we do sports. So you can still talk about, like, why you think the grass is greener on the other side, when you think it's going to snow. I don't know. By the way, I don't know when it's going to snow yet.
Well, snow the other day.
In West Branch? We're thinking inch. I'm thinking 1 inch plus. We could do a, we got you. Well, you know, we could have a poll, and some of your listeners could call in and tell me when you think it's going to snow. When do you think it's going to snow? Snow 1 inch first. I have yet. When it's not going to be tonight, because I haven't made up my mind yet on when that's going to be. So, but anyhow, for just an idea, I'm not saying I'm going to do it now. So we got the number in that. So now, here's the plan for tonight. We're going to do our readings of Hebrews 11, and then we're going to go to Genesis chapter 34, I believe it is, to continue reading on Jacob and what happens with his family. Then I'm going to do the exhortation on either one of those two chapters or on whatever else the Lord may have me say about from the Word of God tonight. Then we are going to get into sports, and we have a little smattering of everything to get to tonight, as far as we got some NFL, we got some college with a huge surprise. We have some basketball, we have some hockey, we have a tiny bit of hockey, and then we have the World Series final and who won it. All of that, though, will come in a while after we do the reading of the Bible and the exhortation, because I firmly believe in Word first. I believe in God first, which also means I believe in Word first. You know, after worshiping that, like when you're in church, but on a show like this, I do believe in Word of God first, because God is first. Pastor talked a little bit about this at Living Word Church, about this mindset of God first, family second, church third mindset that some people have. Oh, depending on where God takes me tonight after I read these chapters, I might touch on that. We'll see. Now, without further ado, before I do that, though, we are going to open up with a word of prayer, this time over the show.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful show that you've blessed us. Thank you, Lord God, for McDonald's, as they've been so gracious to us. Thank you, Lord God, that you bless McDonald's, that you just bless them. May their business continue to be very successful. Thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that you bless me and Sam and those who helped me and everything we put into this, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you'll bless us. I thank you, Lord God, that the listenership will grow rapidly. I give you praise and honor and glory that in the name of God, that the rest of that money will come in for that great equipment. I thank you, Jesus, that your hand is upon this. I give you praise and honor and glory for great sponsors coming to help us do this. Whoever they may be, Lord, whether they may be local restaurants, dry cleaners, photo printers, could be from another city or another state, Lord God. But I just think, Lord God, that your hand is upon this program and that we would have great sponsorships. And we give you praise and honor and glory for that. And now, Lord God, I give you praise and honor. I thank you, Lord God, for this great program, tonight's content, as we delve more into faith and talk a bit about Jacob tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that you bless us. thank the Lord God for the exhortation that you show me whether you would have me go based on what I read or based on whatever is I feel like is on my heart that I should say to those listening. I give you praise and honor and glory for the great program tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, folks, if you got, if you have your Bibles near you, whether you're in the car or at home, if you got your Bible, open it up, if you will, please, to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11. This is our big text of the show. This is based on faith. This is based on miracles. I had an awesome opportunity on this past Thursday night to teach 5 and 6 year olds with my mom. By the way, I do this every month on the first Thursday of the month. We had a wonderful time. The children were so good to us. I mean, the children were so great, so well behaved. We got to lay my hands on some kids who are believing God for some various miracles, mainly in their bodies. And by faith, we're going to see some of these things manifest. Amen. So it's so great. It's so great. Now we're going to delve into the wonderful, unbelievable Word of God. Hebrews 11. Oh, you're losing. I'm there. You lost. One of these days, one of the listeners that might be talking on him might say, "You beat," and I might say, I beat you. Oh, my face. Okay, now let's go. We're gonna read the word. And we begin with faith, verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and being certain of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. And by faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man. When God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith he still speaks, even though Abel is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away so that he... he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Try it. I double dog dare you to try it. It won't work. It's not gonna work. You're not gonna please God without faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. And by his faith, he... condemned the world, and he became heir with the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, he wasn't able to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so, from this one man, and he was as good as dead, he became descendants that were as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive these things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and that they were strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned with God that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. I'm still reading. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped as he leaned on top of his staff or cane. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents, they hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict or what the king said. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasure of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I don't have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, administrated justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, that quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and floggings, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. And the world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith. Yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Amen. Now, let us move forward in Genesis to Genesis chapter 35. Genesis 35. Genesis chapter 35. And we're going to see that Rachel and Isaac both died. We'll see what happened. So, here we go. Then God said to Jacob, "Go up to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau." So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves, and change your clothes. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone." So they gave Jacob all of the foreign gods they had, and the rings in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the oak at Shechem. Then they set out, and the terror of God fell upon the towns all around them, so that no one pursued them. Jacob and all of the people with him came to Luz, that is Bethel, in the land of Canaan. There he built an altar, and he called that place El Bethel, because it was there that God revealed himself to him when he was fleeing from his brother. Now, Deborah, Rebecca's nurse, died and was buried under the oak below Bethel. So it was named Alon Bakros after Jacob returned from Padan Aram. God appeared to him again and blessed him. God said to him, "Your name is Jacob, but you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel." So he named him Israel. And God said to him, "I am God, Almighty. Be fruitful and increase in number. A nation and a community of nations will come from you. Kings will come from your body. The land I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I also give to you. And I will give this land to your descendants after you." Then God went up from him at the place where he had talked with him. Jacob set up a stone pillar at the place where God had talked with him, and he poured out a drink offering on it. He also poured oil on it. Jacob called the place where God had talked with him Bethel. Then they moved on from Bethel while they were still some distance from Ephrath. Rachel began to give birth and had great difficulty. And as she was having great difficulty in childbirth, the midwife said to her, "Don't be afraid, for you have another son." As she breathed her last, for she was dying, she named her son Ben-Onin, but his father named him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on their way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. Over her tomb, Jacob set up a pillar, and to this day, that pillar set up a pillar, and to this day, that pillar marks Rachel's tomb. Israel moved on again and pitched his tent beyond Migdal Adar, while Israel was living in that region. Reuben went in and slept with his father's concubine, Bilhah, and Israel heard of it. Jacob had 12 sons, the sons of Leah: Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun; the sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin; the sons of Rachel's maidservant, Bilhah, Dan, and Naphtali; the sons of Leah's maidservant, Zilpah, Gad, and Asher. These were the sons of Jacob who were born to him in Padan Aram. Jacob came home to his father Isaac in Mamre, near Kiriath Abba, that is Hebron. Where Hebron, by the way, is, oh yeah, don't worry, that means it was right near Cincinnati Airport. I wish. Hebron is a town in Kentucky, though. But it's a different Hebron. So I'll read that again and I'll get it right. In memory near Kirjath Arba, that is Hebron, which Abraham, where Abraham and Isaac had stayed, Isaac lived 180 years. Then he breathed his last and died and was gathered by his people, old and full of years. And his sons, Esau and Jacob, buried him. That's some great stuff. Now let me say something. Now, in order to get a miracle from God, I explained this to the kids a little bit on Thursday night. In order to get a miracle from God, you have to first believe that God exists. You also have to. You don't have a choice if you want a miracle from God. You don't have a choice in the matter. God mandated this. You have to believe that he exists, and that he will do. You have to believe that he will do what he said in his word. So you have to believe that he will keep his word. You can't doubt. You can't doubt. Those disciples in that boat. Those disciples in that boat. They're like, Jesus, have mercy on us. Yeah, that we drowned. Because he's back there sleeping. And they didn't have faith in that moment. They did not have the faith. And then after that they said, who is this man? They act like they didn't know who he even was. They act like they didn't know who he even was. Because they said, who is this man that even the winds in the sea obey? That'd be like you getting a miracle and you'd be like, who is this God who healed my eyes? Luckily, the way God has it, I'd get my eyes healed. And I would, and they'll be coming to me asking me, who is that God thing who healed your eyes and made your right ear hear? Made it perfect, and who may undertake all these other miracles and healed your hand from warts and made it so that you weren't developmentally retarded or whatever. Who did all this stuff for you? I'd be like, Jesus did all of this stuff for me. Jesus did all these things for me. The one I worship and praise every day. The one I thank God for every day that I'm alive. Is the God, Jesus, heals. He's the one who fixes everything that's broken. He's the one. He's the one you got to turn to when stuff's going on. You know, when you got all this stuff going on the left side, all this stuff going on the right side. This relative here, this relative there, this person's about to die, this one's about to.
All
this stuff. Jesus. He made a way. He makes a way. Well, there seems to be no way. He's the one who does it. He needs you to know him as your personal Lord and Savior. He's the one who needs to know. He's the one who wants you to come to him. He wants, you got to be willing though. You got to be able to, you got to be willing. You got to be willing to live for him. You can't just go through this life and hunky dory dee 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 dee. Nope, you cannot be doing that. You cannot be doing that. You cannot be doing that. You gotta know that he's the one. The time for playing games, that's come to an end. You got to make up your mind. Am I going to be in the kingdom of God or the kingdom of this world? The time to be mixed in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world, the time to be mixed, the time to teeter-totter, over. Over. There's no time left for that. Can't play games anymore. Folks, we're essentially in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left. Or we could say it this way. We're in the fourth quarter and we don't exactly know exactly how many minutes or seconds is left. But we know this much. We don't have that much time left before it's over. Would you say we're down to seconds left in that fourth quarter, please, Sherman?
Sure, sure.
We're down to a matter of seconds left in the fourth quarter. We're under a matter of seconds left in that fourth quarter. So I'd have my field goal unit on the field. I'd have my and by the way, I'd have that three ready to be shot into the basket. He'll be sitting there right there, ready to shoot when they call him for it. And the free throw shooters are out if need be in case there's a foul. But that's how ready you gotta be. You gotta know that he's God. You gotta be ready, you know. You gotta be ready because the time is about over. Someone could push the wrong button. Either here or these other countries like North Korea, that could initiate Armageddon. No, I'm not talking about politics. I'm giving you the truth. That someone could push the wrong button. Someone could push the wrong button. And that could lead straight to Armageddon. The tribulation. And folks, we are not to be here for the tribulation. We are not to be here for it. The rapture happens,
yes.
Then the tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan to be up there with him. I plan to be right up there with him and enjoying heaven, worshiping and praising God, getting in touch with the loved ones that went up before me, like my Grandma Britton and some other people who I may have never met on this earth because they may have passed before I even became alive. In order for that to happen, so you can be saved, you have to first believe that God is real. You got to believe that God is real. That's going to make it so that you can get a miracle from God. And these kids now that I taught were so beautiful. One of these kids had a wart. Another kid had a toenail. They were believing God for it to be totally healed so that it could go back normal. Another kid had that crazy birthmark. And we're going to get that healed. And a couple other things, but these kids get it. These kids are so bright and so amazing. These are 5 and 6 year old kids in the church. Oh, and they were so receptive. They were praying. They were eager for me to pray for them. I wish some more adults would get like this. And would just have that urge to accept Jesus first so that they can enjoy these great miracles. So they can enjoy the miracles that Jesus has for them so that they can live out the rest of time on this earth happy and healthy. Happy and healthy. Healthy means healthy in your body. What if you're healthy in your body, but your finances are all messed up? What happens if you're healthy in your body, but your relationships and marriages are all messed up? God wants you to be happy and healthy in all the areas of your life. That's what God wants for us. And that through miracles and through good planning on yourselves and miracles, sometimes we're all going to have these times where we need miracles, and we need them like yesterday. Unfortunately, the way this earth works, either we have or we're going to need a miracle like yesterday. I'm sure you've been there, preacher man, right?
Sure.
Where you need it yesterday.
Yeah.
And it felt like it came late, but it turned out it didn't.
Yeah.
We're all in that place. For some of us, it may be in the form of that darkest hour. My darkest hour was when I was real little. And my darkest hour was when we all thought I was going to die. The doctors said, Julie, you can this little baby, we can give him a shot. You know, just put him to sleep. He'll never wake up again. Which was their way of saying, he'll die. He won't live. He'll never go to, he won't be able to live a life. Yeah. Instead, my mom chose to fight.
Yeah.
The good fight of faith.
Amen.
Look, the good fight of faith. I give glory and honor to God that she did the right thing. She could have just easily made the other choice. She could have easily made the other choice. I'm so glad she didn't make that choice. That was in my darkest hour. And I'm sure it was my mom's darkest hour because it was a choice she had to make. And had she made the other choice, she might have felt so bewildered and so, I don't know how she would have felt. I can just imagine she might have felt so not happy about herself, you know. And but thankfully, thanks to God, you know, he talked to Dr. Barclay and that, and he said, this is what you should do. And he says, and like the great woman of God she is, she said, yes, Pastor. Yes, God. No, Mark Barclay was not God. She agreed to do what Dr. Mark T. Barclay, our great pastor, advised her to do. All these years, listening to Dr. Barclay has paid off for her. It's paid off for me. It's paid off for my father now, Caleb Shukla. It's paid off for us. And I thank God all the time for the prophet, that we have such a great prophet ministering to us all the time. Even though we may not be in meetings with them all the time because we don't necessarily need them, but privately, but I know he would tell us to stay with God. You could just call him at his number and ask him just to see what he said. He said, you know, that's what he's going to say. He's going to believe with God, you know, and that you gotta do what God wants you to do. He'll give you, different people can give you advice. The best advice I can give to you is this. If you can believe God, he'll do what he says he will do in his word. As long as you believe that and aren't breaking the hedges, your miracle is going to come. Your miracle is going to come. It might be a few minutes. It might be quite a while. But eventually it's going to come. I know it is. You watch. If it's that kid of yours who's in a wheelchair, you watch. He's going to come out of it. If it's your mom who's blind or deaf or your dad, if they have Alzheimer's or something, you watch. If they've lost their memory, you watch. That Alzheimer's is going to go away. That memory is going to come back. That memory is going to come right back to them. And you'll say, oh, yeah, you remember that thing from a while ago? A few days ago, they may have said, no, I don't. And then now, Terrence is at that miracle and say, oh, yeah, I remember that clearly. And that'll be God that does that. And I just give you praise, and I just... He's the God of miracles, which leads me right now to, before I close this program, this portion of the program, I have it in my heart to sing this great song, and I will start now. The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear is silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The one who does impossible. It's reaching out to make me whole, reaching out to make me whole. The one who put death in its place, his life is flowing through my veins, his life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you, I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Yes. The one Father of the... Let me think here. How would it last? The one who is and is to come, the power of the risen one, the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come, the power of the risen one, the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. thank Jesus, to thank God all the time for all those great miracles that he did for me. But I was thinking about how I graduated a few months ago. That was a miracle in and of itself because a couple weeks prior, I was doing pretty good in a couple of my classes, with the exception of chemistry. I was kind of not flunking, but not doing great either. I ended up with a B or better in all my classes. All three of those classes that I was taking that semester, that included a introduction to theater class, a chemistry class, and a singing class. I was doing, and thankfully, God really helped me. All that hard work I put into it, especially in the last month, really paid off. I graduated. I got my associates in the arts. Thank God all the time that I was able to accomplish that. You know, so many of us have a certain miracle story. We all do. And I'd love to hear some of yours. So if you want to call us, that number is 215-383-3810. You call us, you'll press 1, you'll go through the screener, and we'll get you through to us. We'd love to hear your talk to us and tell us your story. And, oh, by the way, that song leads me to an announcement about Sunday. On Sunday, my mom will be preaching at a church in Saginaw on Sunday. I'll have to get the church address from my mom. But it is at a great church in Saginaw on Sunday. I'm going to be singing that miracle song I just did. My mother's going to be preaching a powerful word on Sunday morning. I'm not sure what time it's at yet, but I know it's on Sunday morning. If you're in the Saginaw area, you can come join us. If you're in the greater Saginaw, Bay City, Flint, no one there even, and haven't found a church, you can come check where we're going to be out on Sunday morning. We'd love to have you with us. I will have the church address and directions so I can pass those along to all you, my great audience, so that you can come receive the word from us. Now, Jesus, I thank you right now for all these great miracles. I thank you, Lord God, that miracles are going to happen in the lives of these listeners, whatever they have need of, whether it be financial, whether it be healing in their bodies, whether it be their children, whatever it be, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, that you're going to do great work in them. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. No, folks, sorry, that is not this. The Coke is not exactly a miracle, but
it's not salvation.
The greatest miracle of all is, in fact, salvation. Amen. And Coke is nowhere on that list. But the stuff that we just did, that we just talked about, in order to receive your next miracle from God, you have to first receive your first miracle, which is salvation. Because it's a miracle that we get to be saved. It really is. It could have just been this thing that there's no hope for you. You're not going to make it. God didn't do that. We have a way to get saved. We have to come to him. Ask him. You know, pray the prayer of salvation. Then after that, after you do that, God is going to want you to do the next thing. Come to a great spirit-filled church. Then God's going to want you to give him your best. Give God 1/10. Could ask for 90. People get mad because they ask for 1/10. You could ask for 90. But you got to give God your tithes and your offerings unto the Lord. And you got to worship him. You got to obey him. You got to do what he says. Stay out of sin. Stay clean. And you got to believe God for that next miracle in your life. Then you're going to get it. Praise God. Such a beautiful thing. Now, we are going to delve into dun, 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 dun. It is November, and some of you may be thinking, oh, the World Series is 5 days ago. It's all good. Nope, I didn't do a show since that last day,
yeah.
So I must fill you in. Well, folks, when I was out here on Wednesday night during this program, I said that the Houston Astros would finish off. They would finish off the Los Angeles Dodgers in Los Angeles. I said they would do it Wednesday night in that game 7. I am happy to tell you that they did it. I said it would be 3-2. I'm happy to tell you that it was even better. More, you know, Zach, instead of being just 1-1, it was pretty dominating. 5-1 Houston. So I was very pleased. I only made myself look better, I think. And they won. Nice job. Great job to all who contributed, including Justin, who came in for a couple innings on Wednesday night. And to Justin Verlander, I say, congratulations on your first ring. You deserved it, buddy. I know, in a way, you might have wished you didn't leave Detroit. But hey, at least for one ending of a season, it worked out for you, buddy. What do you think of that? So, I felt good about Houston's chances of getting it all along. Even towards the end of the regular season, I was feeling pretty good. I was feeling optimistic, feeling happy, feeling like, hey, the Southern team's got to get these one of these times. You know, and I'm happy to tell you, to all you who listened to me as I did these predictions, thanks for putting up with it. So, for all the baseball stuff, baseball will be back either in like late February when they go back to preseason, or when like the Tigers or some people make some huge trades that could impact the Tigers or Verlander or Houston. So to wrap up the World Series and baseball season, great job to all those who participated. Great job to, cheers to a great season that is another one for the books. Nice season. Now, we are going to go into we are going to college football, where we begin with the Michigan, University of Michigan Wolverines versus the Minnesota Vikings on Saturday night in Ann Ann Arbor. They had a little bit of a rain delay going on, so lightning delay, so they had to start just a little late. Literally just a little late. So, how did it go? I predicted it would be a certain way. Like I said, it would be like 23-18 or something like that. Again, I'm happy to tell you, they did even better than I was expecting on both sides of the ball. Offensively, defensively. Peters did a great job for Michigan. Great job. As they win 33-10. The best defensive victory, offensive victory for Michigan this year, 33-10. Michigan over Minnesota, now tied with some other teams in the Big Ten East. And I will get to why next. Now, we take you over to white, green, white. That's right, a victory for MSU as Michigan prevails over Penn State 27-24 via field goal on Saturday after a 7-hour the game was turned out to be a 7-hour affair. That's because they were in a 3-hour rain lightning delay. Because it kept lightning and then thundering and very severe storms over in the Lansing area. Michigan State, 27-24 over the Nittany Lions of Penn State to remain with only two losses in overall and only one loss in the Big Ten. So, folks, I made a mistake when I said that Michigan was tied with those other teams. Penn State is actually on top because Michigan State is actually on top because they only have one loss as far as inside of Big Ten. So congrats to Michigan State currently being number one in the Big Ten East Division. Now, another correction. Ohio State is tied with Michigan State for first place in that division, as Ohio State did lose badly. Dang it! Ohio State lost. I was feeling bad because I spilled some of my cup, I felt like. But you had Ohio State lose very badly to Iowa by a final score, 48-17 in Iowa City on Saturday night. Iowa wasn't even ranked. Iowa wasn't even ranked. And Ohio State was ranking like number three in the country. And Ohio State lost to them. Big time. And they kept throwing turnovers and all that kind of stuff. Stuff that almost killed them in the Penn State game. And they were able to come through and do that. But not on Saturday. Not on the road. So they lost like crazy. That totally rocked the college football world as Ohio State falls to Iowa. Now, let's do some NFL, shall we? Dun 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 dun! Bottom. That's right, folks. Tonight, Monday Night Football, MNF, on ESPN television. You have the Lions of Detroit, who have lately been playing a little bit like kittens. As lately, they can't seem to get into the end zone. Last game, they never got into the end zone. Instead, they had to settle for 5 straight field goals from Matt Poeter, who was able to make them all, thankfully. And they are at Lambeau Field in the tundra, of Green Bay, Wisconsin, to take on the Pack. Go, Pack, go. No, not me. I just like to kind of dramatize stuff, so you know where I'm going. So, they say they're yelling this, go, Pack, go. Well, I'll be saying, no, Pack, no. Okay, maybe not that. But we will be in for, in my opinion, I think the Lions will have a nice game today. It's in Green Bay. They don't have Rodgers in Green Bay, so I'll set them back a little bit. I say that the Lions will beat Green Bay 23-20. Stafford will have a pretty good day, I believe. Prater will be called on a couple times to kick field goals, and which he'll make them, I believe. So I think you can expect a pretty good game on both sides. Green Bay is going to make the best of what they have, and Detroit's going to make things a bit interesting as they are on the road tonight in New York. Now, let's do some other scores of the NFL. You had last night. Now we'll start with Thursday night. You had Jets, Jets over the Bills, 33-28. Pretty good game for the Jets. For the Bills, it's a surprisingly, they only lost a couple of games this year. Their third loss. I really think they're for real. I really think they could make some noise this year. I really think they could go some places in the playoffs. An upset of the Patriots, maybe? Who knows? Now, we go to the Chiefs versus the Cowboys. The Cowboys have recently gotten back on their feet, and Prescott, their quarterback, has been really doing some great things for him, realizing that he doesn't always just have to give it to Ezekiel Elliott, who, by the way, was allowed to play yesterday as he's still appealing the 6-game suspension, and they were able to get a nice win yesterday. Zeke, Prescott, and the Cowboys were able to get a pretty good win over the KC Chiefs in Dallas. Next, you have the Niners lose badly to the Rams Giant. The Rams Giants. Or as I like to call them lately, the babies. The Giants have been playing very badly this year. Very badly. They only have one win. But they lost to the Los Angeles Rams yesterday 52-20. 52 points. Who gives up 52 points in the NFL? Well, apparently the Giants just did. And the Giants are totally messed up. Manning can't do anything to save his life anymore. Eli Manning cannot do anything to save his life anymore when it comes to throwing the ball in these key situations. It's not pretty for the Giants. Now, we go to Niners. They lost again to the, First, we're going to go to who had some bye weeks. Next, we're going to go to Browns had a bye week. Who else? Patriots had a bye week. I think Panthers had a bye week. Dolphins, Raiders. Raiders last night with the win. The Seahawks, they, I think they won, but I'm not sure who they beat. But pretty good set of games yesterday you had, and this weekend. We'll wrap it up tonight. Seahawks will play again on Thursday. I forget who they're going to take on, but should be a pretty good game for them. Next up, we are going to go to basketball, where the Pistons have done pretty good lately. They've picked up a nice, good couple wins at Little Caesars Arena. So fans being pretty excited there. Let me see. When do the Pistons play next? The Pistons face the Pacers of Indiana on Wednesday at 7 o'clock at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. On Wednesday night, November 8th. Hopefully we won't have a brawl like we did, like 13 years ago, where we had that crazy mess go on. And I was reading an article on that thing yesterday just out of curiosity. Wow. Until then, I didn't realize it was as serious as it really was. I knew there was some players in it. I knew that there was some really long suspensions. Excuse me, handed on by the league, especially to Jackson and to Ron Artest, also known as Meta World Peace nowadays. But all these players, but like Ron Artest was given in a suspension of the whole rest of the season, including all of those playoff games that they were in, 13 of them. And that was pretty rough, but at least the league stood their ground and suspended them like they needed to for all that fighting. And five people got banned from the Palace for life. They deserved it. And so they kind of, for a little while, the Pacers called the Pistons the thugs for a little while, but now all the players except for Ron Artest have all retired. So you got that going. I think Pistons are doing their job, man. And then you got the Red Wings doing okay. They've had a win here, a loss there, a win here, a loss there. Kind of doing decent. They play again soon. No! I said we were going to totally end high school football. I've decided that for right now, that is going to be preempted. What we have right now, we are now going to be in Michigan. We will now be going into the regional round of the football championship. Regionals are round three of five rounds. A big note that involved teams of our area that you should know about is that Traverse City Central defeats Traverse City West on Friday night in Traverse City, 17-15. I figured some Chemic fans might be a little bit happy about that, knowing that the team that beat Traverse City West, the team that knocked Midland out of the playoffs in the first round, was the real deal. It turns out they are, at least right now. We will find out this weekend what happens as Traverse City Central goes to Grand Rapids to take on the Grand Rapids Forest Hills Central Rangers, GRFHC, Grand Rapids Forest Hills Central Division. A big note of Division 2, Grand Rapids Forest Hills Central took out Muskegon Mona Shores 28-21. Also, your big note of Division 2. This was a big shocker. Wyandotte Roosevelt, the overall team in Division 2, the number one team, lost to a school from Solani called Solani Lincoln, 28-21. Division 1. You had, well, based on playoff points, this was a surprise, but in reality to me, it really wasn't. Clarkston beats Davison big time in Davison on Saturday night and all that rain. And over Davison, 28-0. Like I said, in Davison and all that crazy weather, it could have possibly been a bit more of a blowout. Maybe like 42-7 or something like that. So now what's next for Clarkston? What's next for Clarkston is a trip out to Holland to play Holland West Ottawa on Saturday. When Clarkston wins this ball game, they will next come back to the Detroit area to take on the winner of the Division II regional, in which I forget. I believe it's Novi and maybe Detroit Catholic Central or something. Something like that. I'm not sure. But they'll play the winner of that Division II game at a neutral site to be announced. We'll keep you posted as that time comes. My parents live in Clarkston. I wanted to go to a Clarkston game really bad this year. Never got a chance yet. Hopefully they will do their job in Grand Rapids on Saturday so that I will get to go see them with my parents, because I really want to stand with Blue and Gold of Clarkston and help them as they try to go to Ford Field and get themselves their third state championship in 5 years. So, for those of you who were thinking that they wouldn't have to listen to anything about high school football, too bad, because I decided that with some things that had happened in regard to these games, that I had decided that I felt a need to bring them back so that I could report on where some things are going. If I manage, I will very possibly be at Ford Field Saturday, the November the 25th, Saturday, November 25th, at the Division One final at 1 p.m. You can expect to see some tweets coming from me in regards to what's going on at the game, maybe some photo based on who's with me, like my dad or something. I'll snap some photos of what's going on. I will do my job with you guys and let you know who's going to play so I know who we can be watching for. Based on pricing, I don't know. I might stay and watch one more game. Or I might go to the first and second game. Or I might just go to the Division One game. It all depends. Friday of that week, I will be doing the mall thing. Go to Great Lakes Crossing, possibly a couple other malls. And I'll be kind of letting you guys know via Twitter as to how things are going, how crazy bad crowded is it. Could we find parking? We'll say it this way. Where was the parking we were able to find? And that, so you can have an idea of how that's going. And also, in regards to that weekend coming up in 2 weeks, one of the shows, maybe two of them next week, and then a couple of them next week. We are going to be talking a bit about Thanksgiving. Part of that will be good for Thanksgiving memories, as well as, you know, talking about the pilgrims like Squanto and that, and what part they did in the first Thanksgiving, that, and a bit of history on Thanksgiving. So that's part of what you can expect to come. So you can expect some Thanksgiving stuff, a little bit of Black Friday stuff on Black Friday as far as what's going there, and then a little bit of Ford Field action on for high school football on Saturday, November 25th. So, folks, I hope you really enjoyed this great program tonight. I hope I didn't talk you all into boredom. But I hope you really learned some great things from the Word of God. I hope you had some fun as I was going over all the sports stuff. I hope that you guys really took to heart what I said on faith tonight. And I really hope that you guys have a great night. Go Lions! And until next program, God first, God always. Good night, everybody. So long, everybody.
Drink Dr. Pepper.
Oh. Oh.
And when you're done, you always click the end episode. Because if you don't...